Hello, hello. Welcome back to Down and 30. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I've got a super exciting but familiar guest. Kimberly Washington is back.
Hey.
Back for, what is this, episode 3 with
Kim?
Oh
my gosh, episode 3.
At this point, we're going to have to get Kim to come on in some official capacity soon. I'm going to have to start paying her royalties for these episodes.
Half the AdSense.
So we brought Kim back. We first introduced Kim on this podcast when it was, I think, maybe like the week or so before you launched your new business.
Yeah.
So the business is now live. Chat with us. Check in. How are things going so far? What's the tea?
So far, so good. I mean, the traffic has been steady. I think the current challenge right now is just marketing. But everything so far has gone, knock on wood, as planned. And I'm only 2 weeks in, but
dang, that's exciting though. It's yeah. Nice to be on the brink of something new, and you know, even if you're just seeing little steps towards success, that's awesome. What in the first 2 weeks, is there anything that like you sort of have been surprised by in the first couple of weeks before we get into the question and answer? That's just something that popped into my mind.
A lot of the surprises where like you can plan for how you're gonna handle once orders start coming in, but it's actually executing the plan that you're never actually ready for. Like I think launch day, I think if you remember, like no one was able to check out. They're like, I'm adding to the cart, I can't check out. And I instantly had a meltdown. I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do. So you know, I had to like figure that out. And
right.
Then full transparency, it took me 2 days after after people bought things to like finalize shipping, because I had to figure it out, because like I knew the steps and I knew what to do, but I hadn't actually fully walked through it yet. So
right.
it took me a minute, and that's why I was so grateful that like my first set of clients were family and friends, because you guys were patient with me. And so I think now that I have it down pack, my turnaround time is going to be about 7 days from
okay.
your purchase. You should be able to receive your items.
Okay.
But I think initially it was probably more like 10 days because I had to like figure some kinks out. But.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And I mean, I'm, you know, I'm never one to make it easy, but I actually, when I placed my order on Kim's Boutique, I put in my email wrong. I had to text her within seconds. I was like, yo, is this a problem? So you gotta love friends and family for keeping it real.
And honestly though, it kept me like on point to like notice things like that, because that would not have been something that I noticed. But like that's how you get your tracking information, because it's all automated.
Right.
So like I don't manually send you. It just, as soon as I hit fulfill, it sends it out. So
okay.
Now that like just lets me know, for people that I know anyway, just make sure that the information is correct. So
right.
It's going out.
And it's good to know that, like, I realized it right away after it happened, and I was able to let Kim know. And that is good to know that she was able to sort of, like, you know, swoop in there and do the recovery mission. So that's a good piece of customer service that I know we don't always have with those bigger companies. I had that experience actually one time this past spring. I was helping a coworker with something, and we realized at the end that her email address was spelled wrong, and we emailed the company, and they were like, yeah, sorry, we can't help you. And I was like, you're like a multi-million dollar company, and you can't fix an email? It was crazy. So it's nice that we have that personal touch within the small business that that Kiwi is able to offer us. So when we first introduced Kimberly and the Kiwi Boutique, it was before the site was live, before the store was open to shop online. So after that episode, both Kimberly and myself, we got a ton of questions about people that were maybe interested in the process or questions for Kim specifically. So we wanted to take some time. Over the past couple of weeks, we populated some questions that people were asking. We did see some of the same themes from a couple different people asking. So we're going to lump a few of them together. But we figured we'd sit down, sip a little bit. We've got our rosé here. And we're going to answer some questions.
Follow us both on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. What's your handle?
Oh.
Link it, baby. Tell them.
It's XOKimmyXO. We'll probably put it in the description, both of us,
yep.
for next time we do Q&As.
Yeah, and that way you can check us out, and we'll give you the deets to check out Kiwi online, and then that way you can check out the store, make a purchase, support a girl. All right, let's dive into some of the specific questions that some of our listeners and Kim supporters have sent in.
Kim supporters, I love that.
I love it so much. So, if any of you know me, whoever out there knows me, like, fashion, this is like a dream come true for me. I'm loving, like, all the intricacies and the ins and outs and everything that's going on with this. I'm fascinated. Like, God bless Kim, because I could keep her here for literally hours just, like, spiraling down the fashion rabbit hole. But we're gonna try to work in sort of like a sequence of what makes sense from a business perspective in terms of some of the questions that we got. So some of the themes in the questions that we got a lot of revolved around the startup of the site itself. So in starting the site and developing the site, did you think of all that on your own? Someone wanted to know if you used a template, or is that something that you kind of did on your own?
So I use Shopify as my website seller, or like
very familiar with Shopify
platform. That's what I'm trying to say. Platform. So you could use Squarespace, you could use Wix. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Shopify just because they've been around, I think, the longest, and mm-hmm. they've had the most credibility from what I've researched.
A lot of credibility.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Shopify will, if anyone wants to try it out, they have free trials for like 14 days where you can like mess around with the templates. But basically what they do is they just provide you with sort of like an outline that you can customize yourself, but you have to physically build the website yourself. Like, they don't build it for you. They just give you like the buttons and the skeleton. So my website I built myself, and but I used a Spotify platform, and I used their skeleton model, and I used them as my processor. You have to buy your own domain, like your own website name. So like I could have left it as like my Shopify store, but I wanted this to be like my own brand. Mm-hmm. So I bought a domain, which is the .com. So that part you have to buy, and I think it's like a yearly an annual fee that you pay to keep your domain so that no one else steals it. Otherwise there'd be, you know, I just open up my store as fashionnova.com and
I get
a crap ton of traffic. So you do have to pay for that, but Shopify will give you a My Shopify store if you pay them monthly, and you just have to like build it yourself. So you still have to build it, but they will give you...
You have the bones from them.
Yes, they will give you the baseline.
Okay, cool.
I am not a graphic designer or website builder.
Right.
I'm not that good.
We're not tech girls over here. No. We just do what we can. Although we did fix my microphone earlier. God bless.
Hey.
So, all right, in keeping with the site theme, the other big thing, as we segue into, you know, the business and the sales aspect, a lot of people, and my little self included, what's the deal? What's the process like with actually, you know, selecting and scouting out the products that you want to have on the site?
So, as I said before, I purchase my clothing from a wholesaler. So I go through the wholesaler's catalog. So I don't make the clothes myself. I don't physically design them. I don't physically sew them together. I get them from a wholesaler. So you go through what they have to offer catalog-wise, and you kind of choose, at least for me, my process is I choose what styles that I like and what styles that I think I would wear. I think in more, you know, another type of business person would probably just choose what was trending on Instagram. But I try to do, like, handpicked as like anything on my site would be something that I would wear.
Right.
I'm trying to take it to a more personal level. But yeah, they have catalogs for you to choose from, and you choose what you want, and then you can order it from them in bulk, and they will ship it to you, and that's your stock.
Wow. So you get to sort of curate whatever image you're going for with your aesthetic for the site.
So if you want to do the Instabody aesthetic, you can.
Sure.
If you want to do the skater chick aesthetic, you can. Grunge.
Love that. I'm vacillating between, like, Skater Chick and Cher from Clueless right now, so there's a market for that, I'm sure.
To the comfy mom jeans.
Yeah, we love that.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, I just choose what I would wear because I'm just trying to make this a personalized experience, but it's like you're shopping my closet, kind of. But
that's the best way to do it.
You could just go on Instagram and see what's trending and just pick, oh, I see a million photos of this, so I'm
yeah.
That. You could
yeah.
do it that way, too.
Okay, so do you have to purchase all the merchandise yourself up front, or is that...
Yeah, so in a traditional process for buying for boutiques, you would buy the smallest packs or in smallest packs of like 6 or 10, and they give you like a couple of small, a couple of medium, a couple of large.
Okay.
The way that I'm doing it is I'm paying for an extra service where they like store my stock for me so that I don't have to have it in my house. Because, you know, like given COVID and the pandemic and everything, I don't really want that stuff in my house.
Right, so, less handling the better.
Right, so I pay an extra fee for them to store my stock with them, and they'll ship it out for me. So that kind of also cuts down on my shipping time.
Oh, good.
Also kind of saves me an extra step in the process. But, you know, you still have to buy the clothes. Like, you know, you don't just get to send it. You have to buy them.
Wow, that sounds like a really good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then once you get an order, if someone places an order on the site, how does that get fulfilled?
Well, as soon as you place the order, I can just send your shipping information to my team at the warehouse, and they will package it up. I think right now our processing is 1 to 2 days. Mm-hmm. The last time I talked to my rep, it was like 1 to 2 days processing, and then 5 to 7 days shipping. So that's why I'm telling people like a week.
Yeah.
At the latest. I mean, given the pandemic and currently all of the things that are happening in California, like the fires and everything, we've got to give them some slack time. But I think they've been pretty good with being able to get my stuff out within like 3 days after I... Because as soon as you order, I just send your shipping information over there. Because I already have the stock. I already paid for it. Like, I already have it there.
Right.
I just have to forward the shipping information. So,
Yeah, I know when I placed my first order, I had actually in my hand my product that I purchased within a week to the day.
Yeah.
So that was really nice to
I see. Strive to have everyone get like a tracking number within 2 days of your order. That's like what my goal is, because the way I see it is I already have the product. You already placed the order.
Mm-hmm.
All we're waiting on is shipping. So if I can get that done as soon as possible, that would be... But it is an initial investment. Like, you have to think of it that way. Like, when you're buying clothes in bulk and in wholesale, you have to think about, you know, how much of this do I want to buy so that I don't end up with, you know, overstock and, mm-hmm. like, leftover things. And, you know, so I think if you're thinking about starting an online boutique or even, like, a in-person, like, storefront boutique, something to think about is when you're buying your wholesale clothes, you have to like be very like cautious about like how much you're buying up front so that you don't get stuck with overflow, with extra. Even if you have someone else storing it for you, you still don't want them holding on to like all of this merchandise that you're not selling, because it is money out of your pocket, and you don't want to like end up with all this stuff and then no one's buying it, and then now you're in the hole. That's how a lot of boutiques fail. So I just do like packs of six off the bat, and then if people are buying them and I notice like I sold 4, then I'll buy more. I have that luxury though with my wholesaler where I can just tell them add more,
right,
and charge my card.
Hey, it's a good way to do it,
because like I don't want to buy like 100 of something and then only 4 people buy something, and then you have like a crap ton of overflow.
Yeah, just an abundance of extra.
Right.
All right, that being said, what types of marketing or different levels of connecting with potential customers have you tried or do you want to get into? Especially today's day and age, everything is virtual.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to hear what types of things you're considering doing or have done already.
So as I said, we're like a baby still. We're like 2-3 weeks old. So I'm kind of dabbling in all forms of marketing. Obviously, word of mouth is like my favorite. It's the most reliable. So I have you. I have a couple other friends who are talking about the brand. I have reached out to some influencers, and I've shipped them product.
Mm.
So hopefully that pans out once their ads go live. And then I also have been trying Instagram ads. So right now it's kind of just seeing what works best. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think my best bet, I think your best bet is going to be word of mouth and influencers more so than ads.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people just scroll past an ad they see on Instagram. But we're trying all avenues. We're trying all types of advertising and marketing just to see what works.
I hope Kim doesn't mind me sharing. We talked about sort of different ways to engage with different audiences and stuff. And, you know, I think, like Kim was saying, the more sort of influence and the bigger your range of being able to reach different types of people is, you know, the more successful you can be. So sometimes you do have to sort of step outside of your comfort zone. You know, I'm not doing anything in terms of a business venture, but even in making this podcast and sharing it with people, there's a little bit of vulnerability there that you sort of have to just
get
put yourself out there.
Head.
Just put yourself out there. And it's not always easy, but, you know, the payoff can oftentimes be very much worth it. All right, let's see. I want to make sure I didn't miss any of the pressing comments from the peeps who might be interested in pursuing their own business venture. I think you sort of touched on it, but one of the other things that people wanted to know is if you had any specific tips for either being successful or just sort of getting on out there.
So, bold of you to assume that I'm already successful. No, just kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, but so like I said, I'm still new to all of this. So I'm still figuring it out as I go along, which is, I think, is really cool that Beth is having me on this podcast, because in a year from now, we'll be able to, like, reference these and see, like, how far I've come and mm-hmm. how far we've grown. But I think that when you're starting, it's very important to, like I said before, do your research ahead of time. I think the hardest part is actually finding wholesalers to work with, because it's very hush-hush in the industry. And a lot of them don't really like to work with smaller people, because, you know, if you tell a wholesale company, I want to buy six, and then you have Fashion Nova saying, I want to buy 6,000, you know, it's a little bit tricky. But, you know, be persistent, trust yourself, have confidence. I don't know.
Yeah, Wing just be willing like to put yourself out there.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to do it, you know, do it. And don't go into it with the mindset of, like, I'm doing this to make money, because you're going to be disappointed
mm-hmm.
right off the bat. Like, I've been doing this for 3 weeks. I still have not broken even. It'll probably be a couple more months before I break even,
yeah.
you know, from my initial investment, just because there's a lot of trial and error. You have to fail a lot. You have to figure out what works. But if you really want to do it, you have to do it because you want to. You're not going to make money right off the bat.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I think that's good advice for anything, really. If you go into something with integrity and an interest because you really want to do something, that's going to show through, and that's going to make other people want to be engaged in what you're doing as well. So I think, like I said, I think that's really good advice. I have one more question, and this is my own question, and I did not get to vet this question to Kim at all, so again, I hope
Yay.
She doesn't mind my asking, but I am curious if you would ever be interested in doing, like, custom products or specific merch related to your brand or anything. Like, I see a lot, like, if there's, you know, trends or certain movements happening, you know, a bunch of t-shirts or things are going to come up with, like, catchphrases or logos or this or that. Like, would you ever be interested in adding things like that to your site?
So currently at the moment, we do have a Black Excellence collection where I do work with someone who customizes shirts with, like, slogans and, like, Black Lives Matter and everything.
Awesome.
So, you know, because I'm Black and I'm a Black-owned business, so mm-hmm. I want to support other Black entrepreneurs. So I'm working with her currently, but I'm definitely open to it in the future. I think, like, that's a whole nother ball game, like, customization.
Yeah.
So, like, creating merch, if you will, is something I'm interested in, but I don't know much about yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once I get my footing in marketing, then I'll be able to do more research on how to actually create my own clothing. Because right now, I like clothes. I want to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I think once I get a handle on that, I can research, how can I actually make this myself? How can we start doing things
yeah.
that's original, you know? And then list those on the site, you know? And then eventually in an ideal world, we'll phase out wholesaling and just have our own manufacturer things. But that's years down the line right. once I figure it out. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely, that's the vision. Definitely into that. But as of now, I don't know how any of that works.
Yeah, it's a whole other ballgame for sure.
It's a whole other ballgame than wholesale buying.
So it's its own challenge in and of itself, but it's
respect
definitely...
Respect to those who can create their own.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
No, it's got to be cool to be able to do that. So, we'll see. We'll see where Kiwi takes us all in the future. That is it for the questions that we had today in follow-up of our part one of this interview with Kimberly Washington of Kiwi. You can hit up the website. It's kiwionlinestore.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to put our Instagrams in the information description box, so you can check us out, see what we're doing, get links to the podcast, get links to the boutique, promo codes, the whole bit. I would say, you know, thanks to Kim for being here, but I'm sure she'll be here again.
Probably.
But thanks for being here today for this episode specifically. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited for you. I love the stuff I've gotten from the store so far, and I can't wait to see what else you have going on in the future. And I think this is such a great endeavor, and I hope that what you're doing can inspire some other people to follow their dreams too.
Especially.
All right, y'all, that's it for today. I'm thinking that I'm going to take a little brief break because I have a series I'm working on in October, and it's like a spooky Halloween themed series for
the
entire month of October. So it's going to involve a little bit more research than I'm used to. So I'm probably going to maybe take the last week of September off so that I can get all the ducks in the row, do all my research, get all the people that I'm going to interview and collaborate with. So I'll probably catch you in October.
Spooky season.
It's about to get spooky up in here. All right, whatever the date is, whatever month, whatever year at this point, I'll see you guys and chat with you next time when it's time to get down and 30.
Bye, guys.
Bye.